Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Hello, DC Movie fans! Welcome to DC Movie News. We had a slow news week this week, so we'll be talking mostly about recipes from the official superhero cookbook from DC. I'm Adam Gertler.
I'm Roxy Stryer.
I'm Johnny LaQuasso, and you have no idea what you could do with green peppers to make it look like a Green Lantern pizza.
Okay, guys, stop messing around.
This Show is the book, Adam.
Best news week ever. But instead, we're going to look at pictures of his cupcakes.
No, I just got to say, you know, my mom, even back in the 80s, I don't know what she did, but she used to do that little, the Superman symbol on my cheeseburgers.
Sure.
With ketchup, did your mom ever
do
that?
That's a good mom.
No.
No.
She was so
my
great.
Mom was like, here's the bottle. Use it yourself, idiot.
Aww.
In a nice way, in a loving way.
Oh, I think that's a different show for a different time.
Show off the bullet necklace, please, so you can intimidate everyone watching.
Oh, because I'm a really cool bullet wearer.
She's got shrapnel.
Does that make me a superhero?
Yes. Yeah, you're rocking shrapnel.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's exactly. I got taken from me at the airport.
Very to have Roxy Stryer back on the show. She wasn't with us last week.
So does very to have mean you're very happy to have? Because I feel like you left out the word happy on purpose.
Very. I'm feeling something. Feeling something. No, very happy to have you back. Are you kidding me? You were missed. People missed you. People complained. They wrote in.
I watched your show, though. It was amazing. And Aubrey was awesome, and you guys had a great replacement.
Great.
So.
That dude knows his comics.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
And wrestling.
Yep.
All right, so
we got along really well.
We actually had a huge week for DC Movie News. We have an official announcement about the cast for the Suicide Squad
Woo!
Movie. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean...
A lot of money.
There was a lot of money. I mean, there was a lot of talk about a lot of these names being rumored. I did not think all the names being rumored were going to be cast, except, like, you know, with the exception of Gosling, maybe.
I was a doubter. You guys heard me say it on the show. I was like, Will Smith, I don't think he's coming.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm eating crow today.
That's great.
And I'm pretty happy about it. This crow tastes really good.
Yeah.
And I think that the cast overall, they did a really great job. I'm a little...
We'll get specific in a second, but just what are your overall impressions, LaQuasto, about the cast announcement? Just overall.
Well, first off, it makes that video by Jared Leto pretty hilarious now, where he just danced around the topic last week, where he's like, oh, it's like Fight Club. You can't talk about it. Meanwhile, he's like signing in the dotted line as he's talking. You
just
know?
Like Fight Club.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. But I mean, this cast is, it's blockbuster. Now, I think you could interchange Will Smith and Tom Hardy. I think either one of them could play either character.
Yeah, Jatorel, do we have our picture up here? Could we see our picture of the cast so we could see what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, when people were rumoring Captain Boomerang as Will Smith, it just didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Australian. Yeah, and I think we even said at the time, I think it was like, you know, he should be Deadshot or something like that. We have no segue.
It's gonna get there. There it is. All right.
Look at that cast.
Look at that beautiful woman playing Joker. My God.
For a cast of villains, that is the sexiest looking cast I've ever seen. All right, let's start.
Villains
from the
are always hot.
Since you already started talking about it, Leto is the Joker. He's gone from winning an Academy Award in Dallas Buyers Club to his very next role being the Joker, last played by Heath Ledger, who also won the same Academy Award that he won, Best Supporting Actor. Interesting.
And needless to say, this is going to be a very different Joker than the Heath Ledger Joker, and that's how it should be because no one can replicate what he did. And Jared Leto is, I'm excited to see what he does. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be good.
I think they could have cast a very small amount of people that everybody wouldn't have been outraged with. And people are not outraged, so
no.
That's a very good sign.
There's a lot of support. People were pretty much saying it was like him or Gyllenhaal, you know, especially after seeing Nightcrawler, that Gyllenhaal could have been great too.
Yeah, but I think he's going to kick butt. I think he's really, really good. I am still skeptical of seeing the Joker at all in the Suicide Squad movie, but if we are going to see him, we don't know how big of a role he's going to play. It could be a small role. I love Leto. I don't think there's anybody better.
I think he's
going to
be locked up. So I don't know how much of a role he's going to play.
I agree. I think we've talked about this before. I think he's going to be kind of like this Hannibal Lecter character. Also, if we already know that Batman v Superman is taking a lot of its inspiration from The Dark Knight Returns, which mm-hmm. will inform the universe, the DC movie universe. And, you know, if you look at, if you've read The Dark Knight Returns, and if you haven't, what are you doing? The Joker in that is very interesting. You know, he starts off where you think he's been rehabbed, and then like the first part of it, there's a great two-part animated film out there right now too. So if you can't read or if you don't read, check out the DC animated film. Mm-hmm. And it's a very different take on the Joker. But we know that we're going to be later on in Batman's career, so we're not seeing an origin story, I almost guarantee.
Right. Yeah. Adam, I have to ask you to do me a favor.
What's
because
that?
You last week, I really missed out. I didn't know this about you, how amazing you are at impressions.
Oh.
You're really good, and I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Just as a little callback, I need your best Why So Serious. I gotta have it.
Oh, did I do one?
No, you didn't do it. I'm saying a callback to our last
and
Joker.
Then you gotta break into Marlon Brando immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a Why So Serious prepared, but I'll give you this one. I'll say, Batman, Batman, somebody tell me what kind of a world we live in where a man dressed up as a bat gets all of my press. This town needs an enema. Woo!
Is Bob Dylan in the movies?
Oh God, I wish. That's another one.
I'm so happy I just asked. Oh, yeah. Asking you.
Okay, so Joker. People are outraged about the fact that he's going to be on the Suicide Squad. He's not going to be on the Suicide Squad. There's no chance he's going to be in the movie. He's okay. Not going to be redeeming himself.
No, you can't.
There's no redemption.
It's ridiculous. Okay, so let's move on to the next major character. What do we think about Tom Hardy being cast as Rick Flag?
No brainer.
Did you guys see This Means War?
I did. Actually, we covered it on FX Movie Download.
I know that we've seen him in a million other things, but I think that he is so good. And I thought he was awesome in that. And that kind of reminded me more of what we're going to see.
You know what? I felt the same thing. You're not crazy, Roxy.
I felt a little crazy, but...
And let me tell you something. What's interesting about This Means War... Now, you could say, all right, it's a cheesy rom-com, whatever.
And it was.
But he elevates the material.
He did. He really did.
In almost everything he does.
I know. I completely agree. I think that I don't know that much about Rick Flag. I don't, but...
I don't think there's a lot to be known. He's had different incarnations. He's a military guy. He's been the leader of the Suicide Squad. The thing is, Tom Hardy is one of the most interesting actors to watch, period. Yeah. I'll watch him do anything.
I agree.
I could see him almost being like a Hannibal from the A-Team style leader.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, the guy in charge, the man with the plan. I mean, look, the guy is going to be Mad Max. He was already Bane. He's coming back to this new DC universe, which is kind of out there.
Do you think
cool.
That's weird that he was already Bane and now he's coming back?
I think somebody who played the Human Torch is now Captain America, mm-hmm. and nobody thinks anything weird about that.
Somebody who played Superman is now on a TV show called Arrow, but, you know.
Playing the Atom, right, exactly, Rick Palmer. So what else do you... Are you a fan of Hardy's work in general? What do you think, Johnny?
How couldn't you be? I mean, it makes perfect sense for him to play that role. Like I said, I think you could have changed Will Smith and Tom Hardy. They could have done either one.
But sure.
I'm not going to complain with Will Smith being
Well,
a bitch.
You know what?
As long as his damn kids aren't in the movie, I'm not going to complain about Will Smith being a bitch.
I actually did. I tweeted out that I wanted...
Yeah, you did. That set me off.
Zan and Jaina, the Wonder Twins. Yes.
Okay.
Jaden and Willow for the Wonder
Please.
Twins.
So,
come on, make it happen.
Freaking Olsen twins playing the Wonder
you
Twins.
You guys both tweeted about it, and you wrote how much you hated it. You wrote how much you loved it.
What?
About them being, you wanted to cast as kids.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Thank God.
I was absolutely kidding.
You were for real.
No.
Wouldn't that be great if they...
He was doing you. He was pulling a funny.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be great if they cast Will Smith just to try to get to Willow and Jaden?
Exactly. If it was
good.
No, okay, so what do you think about the Fresh Prince? I know you're a Philly guy. What do you think about the Fresh Prince officially being in this movie?
Look, you're not going to talk to a fan of Will Smith that goes back more years than me. Like, I literally have been down with Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince since I was a little child.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised?
Yes.
Even before that, he goes back to A Nightmare on My Street.
Well, actually, that was one of those second albums.
See,
didn't even know that.
That's where I
first
that's
album,
where I picked it up.
Rock the House, 1987. Bam.
Wow.
My point is, woo! I love Will Smith. I always will, and I'm happy seeing him in anything. And it's not like he's doing a lot of films anymore.
Well, you know what? When they just announced that they're doing the sequel to Independence Day, and it's been long rumored that he's not in it.
Mm-hmm.
who cares about a sequel to Independence Day? Am I on crazy pills? Like, who really wants to see that?
I care. I care a little
really?
Bit.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I care.
Maybe I am on crazy pills.
I don't care as much as I care about this.
I'm really happy that he's choosing this role. I think this is the kind of role that Will Smith should be doing. I can't wait to see Will Smith opposite Tom Hardy because I think Tom Hardy's going to bring his game up.
Yep.
You know, it's a great, they're going to be like the two leads of this film, ostensibly, and I think it's just going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too, and I think he must be a fan in order to take this role because, as I talked about before, he's going for that Oscar. He wants that Oscar. This isn't going to be that role, most likely. So he must just really want to be involved in this, which is great.
I think it's a great choice. I'm really excited to see what happens. Some people pointed out that it's they're mixing race, you know, making Floyd Lawton an African American character. I guess he's appeared as different races in the past, but in the new 52, and again, if you look at, we've talked before about Assault on Arkham, Floyd Lawton is an African American character in that film. So I really am sort of getting the impression that the new 52 and all the new animated stuff is informing that, you know, the tail is wagging the dog.
It's fantasy. You can be whatever race. Let's not be racist in fantasy, at least. Can we do that? You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
If we're going that route, though, isn't Rick Flag not Rick Flag, not Richard Flag, but Rick Flag is in the Sun?
He goes by Dick Flag sometimes.
Yeah, well, I think that it's the son of the, I almost think it's the grandson in the new 52 version. Is that
right,
correct?
Exactly. I don't know that they're going to get too far into that, but they might, you know? We don't know which direction they're going to go, but I do feel like the new 52 is the inspiration for a lot of the stuff in the film. Okay, so moving on into the cast, not so much we need to say about Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn because we've talked about it pretty much every week.
Yeah, we have.
Are the Joker and Harley Quinn the hottest couple ever to be on screen together? Like,
I will say, though, I'm excited because she does have a lot of experience, and our other female lead does not have as much experience on screen.
And you're speaking of...
Cara Delevingne, you know...
As the Enchantress.
She's not going to say much. She's just going to... Have you seen pictures of her? She looks like she has magical powers.
Well, I think that she's gorgeous.
Does. I think Lupuesto needs a date. I'm getting a lot of sexual energy.
Yeah. I'm on Tinder.
Okay.
She is gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous. And I can't say that she won't do a good job because I haven't seen her enough. You know, I was talking to my brother about it, and he was like, well, she was... she did the VO for Grand Theft Auto 5. And I was like, oh, so that should make me feel more confident.
First off, I am in Grand Theft Auto 5, so that's not saying that much.
Wow.
Good for you.
Nice
really
plug.
Small. If you blow something up, the fire truck shows up. I'm the white firefighter that cusses at you. So there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, you are.
Awesome. And if you get close to me, my character will beat you up and kill you because I've done that before.
Very exciting. Cool. Lupuesto and Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm.
But then I hear that she's been auditioning for a lot of things and gotten very far, so she must have some chops. So I am hopeful.
It's interesting the way that Warner Brothers seems to be casting these films, using a combination of unknown actors like Gal Gadot, fairly unknown as Wonder Woman. But then for this movie, Suicide Squad, which admittedly is a much lesser known property, can you say swinging for the fences much with their casting?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
knocked
Mike,
it out of the park, yeah.
And you know, and David Ayer, I'm just so excited about what's going on. Like, people, just get ready, people, because all the haters. Just get ready. I'm so excited about what Warner Brothers and DC are actually starting to do. You know, just from like Chris Terrio writing the screenplay for Batman v Superman and writing Justice League. David Ayer on this film. Okay, let's talk about another cast. What about Jai Courtney?
Okay, so...
Silence falls upon the room.
It makes sense if they want to keep the character Australian like it has been.
Well... You know what? I have not been a huge fan of him since Spartacus, which I loved. Stephen DeKnight's Spartacus. Love, love, love that show. I have not liked anything he's really done since then. I haven't seen, obviously, the new Terminator film. I don't have particularly high hopes for it. But the fact that the guy's Australian, he's playing Captain Boomerang...
I think he is a good pick for it. I'm a little bit worried about how they're going to depict Boomerang because Boomerang can be outrageous and kind of in
it's a
way
silly
that,
character.
Yes, that's really goofy.
Digger Harkness?
And this is not
Digger.
So silly. So I'm thinking about how that's going to work out, but I do think he was a good cast. I think he's a good pick.
I don't know much about Courtney. Does he have comedy chops? I mean, there's got to be a little
he's
bit.
He's pretty wooden. I mean, in Spartacus, he just looked ripped and he had this weird blonde curly hair. He could be the first guy to go down in Suicide Squad. People were tweeting at us saying, like, who do you think is going to go down in Suicide Squad? I could see Captain Boomerang going down.
I think you're right. I was trying to figure out
somebody's got to die.
Giving credit to at K Kevy Dean who said that, who's going to bite the dust in the SS movie.
I mean, don't forget, anyone that dies, they can just bring them back to life at some point anyway.
Well, that's what you have the Enchantress for. Actually, I don't know if she does those kinds of incantations.
Bring that back to life.
All right, so who's left? Have we talked about all those cast
of
people?
Yeah, we covered them all.
But let's talk about, and if we could show the picture of the character that we are very curious to see that has not been announced yet, the leader, what some people say the Nick Fury of the Suicide Squad, Amanda Waller, Johnny Laquasto, you've been very vocal about being a big fan. So nobody's been cast yet, but let's look at who they're talking about, who the rumor mill is purporting that WB wants.
Which is not very New 52 of them.
No, because the New 52 Amanda Waller is a more slender, sleeker.
She's a more like the woman who was cast on Arrow version. Mm. This, we're looking into people who I believe are beautiful, but they're not as small.
Well, look at Amanda Waller in Assault on Arkham. She a big woman.
Yeah, okay. So you seem more like this Amanda Waller. So we got Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
Viola Davis.
And my favorite.
Oprah!
One for you and...
Okay, so, now again, swinging for the fences, you have Octavia Spencer, Academy Award winner. You have Viola Davis, Academy Award nominee, two-time Tony Award winner. Yeah. You have Oprah Winfrey.
Who's Oprah?
Who's the queen of the world and was also in 1985 nominated for The Color Purple.
Okay.
Oprah owns Earth.
Can I ask you guys a question, though? It makes more sense to me for the other two, but do you think this is a project that realistically Oprah would be interested in?
Yeah.
Realistically,
without
you think Oprah would get this, and if the price was right and the timing was right, she would say, yes, I'm in.
Would she be interested? Hell yeah, she would.
Here's my thought on that. I have two thoughts. One, I feel like Oprah and Will Smith are down with one another. I feel like
down?
I feel like they're friends.
Oh.
And
like,
I feel
like, oh, we down, like that.
Well, you don't have to say it like that.
No,
but,
I mean,
yeah.
Down, like I thought like down with love.
No. I think they're friendly. I can see
so not hip.
And she's a great actress. I do think that I feel like it might be a distracting casting thing, but I don't know, because the roles that Oprah tends to take, which are very few and far between, are very heavy, serious, dramatic roles.
Well,
I don't know if I see her in a role like this.
But this role could be kind of, I mean, she's a boss lady, man.
She is such a boss.
You see Oprah in a power suit? Come on.
I gotta say, I'm rooting, you know, because, I'm gonna vote Viola Davis on this. If it's out of these three, that's who
she's
I'm voting for.
She's your favorite or who you think would be cast?
Both. Out of these three, because like Octavia Spencer, she's got such a sweet face.
Wait, which one's the one on the right? Is that Viola?
That's that's Octavia Spencer.
On the left is Viola Davis. On the right is Octavia Spencer. And in the middle is
Octavia looks
this girl
way
named
too
Oprah
young.
Winfrey.
Octavia looks way too young for me to be a man.
I agree. She's got a very young face. Now, do you have a vote? Do you have a preference? Who would you like to
you
say?
You know, I've been watching How to Get Away with Murder, so still Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Here's one that the fans
Oprah.
Really want. Let's show the fans really want the actress CCH Pounder, who has voiced Amanda Waller in the Justice League shows.
Oh.
And she really looks a part too. And if you watch Sons of Anarchy at all, she was great on Sons of Anarchy, and she would be a great choice to play that character.
I could totally see that, but here's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, what is cooler than Oprah Winfrey? Nothing in the world.
I love rooting for the underdog. But if they're gonna give it to Oprah.
She takes it, which I'm not sure she would.
I don't know if she would take
it. What else is she doing? She does a lot.
The
own
network,
Oprah.
Like everything.
No, my point is she rules the world, but besides that,
saving
what
people's
else is
lives,
she doing?
Being a doctor, not really, but kind of my life.
She
I just love her. I think that she is everything. And
I've seen a lot of the memes out there, and here's a Suicide Squad mission for you, and you, and you, and here's a chip in your head for you, and you, and you.
Just, you know, let Dr. Phil run the network for a little bit. Let her film the movie.
All right.
So moving on, Amanda Waller news. We should hopefully have it soon. There's been a Badass Digest reported that a couple of other... Oh, here we go. Everybody gets a suicide mission.
How fast was that? Someone drew that already? Jesus.
Yeah. People were quick.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think that the picture was there. They just put the bubble on it.
Got it. Look at Boomerang. He ain't having it.
He's having none of it. That's
by the
fantastic.
Way, if you're listening on iTunes, we have a cartoon here of Oprah Winfrey giving out everyone a suicide mission.
Wait, great time though. If you're on iTunes, go over to YouTube and watch us and rate and comment. And if you're on YouTube, go over to iTunes and rate, comment, subscribe. We love you guys. We love that 5-star. We love everything you have to say. We read it and I respond to every one of you because I love you guys.
And honestly, it takes less than a minute to do it. Feel free to zone out for a minute from us and just go to iTunes and do it. And we're happy about it.
There has been reports that in addition to all the characters, way to plug it, guys.
Thank you.
In addition to the characters already announced, which are myriad, in the Batman v Superman movie upcoming, that you will also see the character's name, the Russian name, and the name is escaping me right now, but the character KG Beast. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe we have a great image of KG Beast as well coming up.
He died in like the first 30 seconds in Assault on Arkham. He was gone fast.
So the talk is that this character, that's a great KG Beast. The talk is that this character would be kind of like one of the cronies of Lex Luthor, played by Jesse Eisenberg in the upcoming film. There's still a lot of rumors that Jesse Eisenberg will show up in the Suicide Squad movie, so that he might not appear in this. Let me just let you know how badass KG Beast is. He went toe-to-toe with the Dark Knight right here, okay? And then when he was ensnared in a bat rope, the man cut off his own hand to get away. And that's when he got mounted with the, you know, interchangeable weapon hand.
It's like 127 days, or what's the name of that movie? Was
127 hours. Yeah.
Days would be a long time.
You ever met a Russian? They do some weird shit.
Yeah.
I'm Russian.
See? Oh, really? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Case in point. But also, even more exciting, is that in Batman v Superman, you will see what will become Doomsday.
Really cool.
Which is crazy out there.
Yeah.
LaQuasto, do you know anything about Doomsday as a character from the comics?
If he's gonna show up, you gotta believe that his goal is to kill Superman, right? Why else would he be in there?
Well, you know, in the comic book mythology, Doomsday was created by an alien race. An alien race. Or at least in the original mythology.
Well, he comes from Krypton.
Right. Well, he was cloned. He was actually a character that they cloned, and this race, basically, they just kept killing it and killing it until it evolved into Doomsday. Like, they just kept, they forced the evolution of this character.
In attempts to make him indestructible,
exactly.
They were trying to
quicken
evolution.
And I'm not familiar, if it's changed, are you familiar with Doomsday in the
New
52?
It's the New 52, which I don't know much about, but it seems like you're saying it was created by Lex Luthor
in the New 52? Yeah, Lex Luthor created him in the New 52 with a specific goal to off Superman.
Right, which makes perfect sense that Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor would have something going on at Star Labs.
You need a massive character to take him on.
So this is possible, you know, that we meet the Ray Fisher character, you know, that will become Cyborg, you know. It's very exciting. You know, I think that, you know, people are going to comment and say, like, this movie is getting so crowded. This is the movie that's establishing the new DC universe.
I will say I understand what they mean. It is getting crowded for people who are not comic book fans, who keep hearing about all this stuff and having to do research and knowing what's going on. But I think we don't know how
to do research. Like, you have to hit your Google button a couple
not
times?
Research. Do research, but just, like, if they want... No, I'm saying if they want to figure out, like, they want to know what... Versus the New 52, maybe they picked up New 52, maybe they're younger, maybe they're more recent fans, maybe they want to go back, maybe they don't know. I just think that we don't know how long a period of time these people are going to be in the movies. It could be 5 minutes. It could just be a little cameo.
If Doomsday's showing up, I think he's going to have a pretty big role.
Interesting. I can't see Doomsday being like a villain in Batman v Superman. It just seems like too big a villain for me. But I don't know. I mean, that's a great thing. Is like we have all this time to speculate. I feel like it's really going to be a lot of establishing this world and planting seeds. Just like Joker and Suicide Squad. Like he's got, you know, this universe is going to be just, you know, interwoven and layered.
Yeah, I see your point. I mean, if Doomsday shows up in Batman v Superman, obviously it's going to set something up for down the road. Doesn't mean he's not going to try to go after him at some point.
I do think that Doomsday is too big to be taken down just by Superman. So I do think that it's something like, if we're Batman v Superman and they're fighting each other and they need a greater force so they can work together to fight it, Doomsday would be a force that is big enough.
It's a Justice League level threat.
Exactly.
I would like to see the early stage of Doomsday. I would like to see the thing that would become, maybe it's called Project Doomsday, maybe it's like Lex Luthor's Doomsday plan. Like
Frankenstein.
He's like Lex Luthor is this guy who's suspicious and he's watching all these metahumans, all these people with abilities that are now changing the world, the character that created the Sentinels in the X-Men movie. Like, he's creating this new thing to stop any kind of superhero threats that are out there in this changing, evolving world.
Then he gets out of control.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like in Jurassic Park, those damn scientists messed up again.
Just exactly. Like that.
So cool. All right. So moving on from the main universe, we have some interesting rumors regarding the potential Sandman movie. Now, Sandman, if you're not familiar, is a Vertigo character. Sandman was a character when I was like in my early 20s and I graduated college. I was kind of out of comics for a while. I was working at a restaurant and somebody turned me on to Sandman, and I was like, "Whoa." That's a great Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's actually Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it looks more like Edward Scissorhands. That's
oh
awesome.
My gosh, but I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt so much.
So Sandman is the character of Dream, and he's got many siblings that are like desire and lust and all these different, like, they are known as the Endless.
They're the Sins.
Yeah, well, they're not just the Sins, but like there's some of them in there. There is death. There is like, I mean, like it's there's like 75 issues in the original series, and now there's like a new Sandman that's going on now. They brought it back. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt is producing. As you know, he directed the film Don John. That was his directorial debut. I think the rumor is that he's going to star in this.
Don John, Don Juan,
Don John.
The porn movie.
Take it to porn.
It was very good, actually.
It wasn't bad.
See, I've heard mixed reviews.
Oh, I thought it was great.
So what do you think of potentially Joseph Gordon-Levitt working on the Sandman film?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I don't know as much about it, and it is taking us away partially from all of the DCU, because it wasn't in the original slate.
Right.
But I think that's cool. I think we've got our foot in a lot of different doors.
The interesting thing that was mentioned this week is that they've been talking with Neil Gaiman, the writer of the series, and that is exciting to me because, you know, as you know, like other Vertigo properties, like, you know, the name Alan Moore comes to mind, who notoriously wants nothing to do with any of his properties being made into films. He hates it. Alan Moore is not having it. He's a genius, but he's crazy. Gaiman, on the other hand, very different story. Gaiman has actually written some scripts and some screenplays. He's written a couple of episodes of Doctor Who, I believe, which I recently got into. I don't know. To me, this is a really another exciting side universe. Like, there's a lot of material in Sandman, and I don't know that I would have picked Joseph Gordon-Levitt to be the guy I wanted to do it.
Okay. Well, easy on my man.
He's not playing... Is he playing Sandman?
I think he's going to be playing Sandman, which he could do. I just don't know about him directing the film. Don John, like you said, it was all right. It was okay.
He would have to be. I mean, I would imagine he's not getting involved unless he absolutely loves the character. I don't know why else he would sign up.
Which, you're right. You want to at least see someone who's enthusiastic about the character. And you know what? If he gets a good director of photography, if they get a good effects house working with them, it's Warner Brothers. Sandman it could be a really good adult film.
And there's different adult film. There you go.
Exactly.
And there's different ways you can go. Like the original Sandman, he used sleeping gas to sedate criminals. The newer version, he actually commits suicide because he's so lonely, and so you don't know which way.
Right. The original Sandman is like, this character Hector that Hall goes around in a mask. I don't think it's that version. It's definitely the Neil Gaiman version. The Neil Gaiman version is the one that they're talking about. It's definitely not going to be the old school guy from the 50s and 60s. Here's another interesting fact. We mentioned briefly about the Justice League Dark film that Guillermo del Toro was working on, and that they thought that would be in a separate universe. But Roxy Stryer, before we start shooting the show, she's like, "Hey, did you hear that? Like the del Toro Justice League Dark Justice or whatever, or Dark World is going to be possibly involved in the WB shared universe." Roxy,
it's confusing because honestly, we went on. It was from Screen Rant who let us know that. It probably is going to be. I'm looking for this quote right now, guys.
So again, this is the movie that would include possibly The Spectre, Etrigan the Demon, Deadman, John Constantine, The Swamp Thing. Mm-hmm.
So this says, however, in a recent interview, the fan favorite filmmaker revealed that Warner Brothers is not confining the Supernatural team to standalone film territory, asserting that Dark Universe is part of the shared DC universe. Mm-hmm. So to me, that sounded like it was going to be a part of the shared DC universe.
It sounds a little confusing. Nothing has been announced officially. We are going to watch this story closely, DC fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing confirmed. And obviously, Del Toro enjoys talking. He enjoys giving information that isn't quite information. So we will have to find out what happens. It would be really cool if it's involved, though.
Oh, wow. This is just a breaking piece of news that we just heard from Jatorel that it is official that Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange for Marvel. So why are we talking about on DC movie news?
Because we love
comic book movies, but also that means that don't go attaching Benedict Cumberbatch's name to any DC Warner Brothers properties because it's not going to be him. He is the Doctor. All right, good for him. You know what's really weird in this cookbook?
What's really weird in this cookbook?
Is a lot of the Aquaman-themed dishes use a lot of seafood, and like, I guess Aquaman would eat a lot of seafood. I just think of him as befriending all the fish and everything.
He might be sick of the seafood.
I would think he's a big-time carnivore as
well. Oh, he's got to be some surf and turf. That's what he's doing.
Green Arrow kebabs, ladies and gentlemen. That looks so...
Can you make me something flash?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get to work on something flash
for
next week.
Great, because you cook me dinner all the time. Never.
I've often said that my favorite comic book of all time is The Dark Knight Returns. We've talked about it a lot. It's been the inspiration for the Dark Knight film, obviously, part of the Tim Burton 1989 Batman film, and the new Batman v Superman, according to the director, Zack Snyder, is going to be very influenced by The Dark Knight Returns. It was just announced that Scott Snyder, who currently writes Batman for the New 52 and has written some great stories, is going to be co-authoring the third installment, The Dark Knight Returns, series, I guess, at this point, with Frank Miller.
How do you feel about that?
Okay. Well, how do I feel about this? I'm glad you asked. I actually had the pleasure and honor and privilege of meeting Frank Miller at this past Comic-Con.
Ooh.
I shook his hand. I took a picture with him. And he has influenced me, you know, as much as any author in the world. However, he didn't look particularly well. I know he's not in the greatest of health right now. And they're saying that he won't be able to draw this book. And I love his art. Like, The Dark Knight Returns, I love that thick, crazy Batman that he drew. And the sequel, The Dark Knight Strikes Again, wasn't so good.
You didn't love the art as much, or you...
I didn't love the art or the story as much.
Just the title itself is kind of lackluster. The Dark Knight, he's back.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's what's interesting, though. So, apparently, now this is according to Bleeding Cool. So they're looking for possibly Greg Capullo, who draws The Dark Knight now, Jim Lee, some other artist. But what's really interesting is that this wouldn't necessarily be a Batman story, and this is why it ties into Warner Brothers DC Movie News and why we're talking about it here. The rumor is that this would involve Carrie Kelly, who was Robin in The Dark Knight, the female Robin from The Dark Knight Returns. There's still a lot of rumors that Jenna Malone has been cast as Carrie Kelly Robin in Batman v Superman, which, as we've already said, is taking its inspiration from The Dark Knight Returns. So, as we've already said, Warner Brothers is putting all this New 52 stuff out there, all this animated stuff out there, to feed back into their movie world. Is it possible that The Dark Knight Returns, the third part, is a Carrie Kelly-focused story because they wanted to make people aware again of the Carrie Kelly character?
Maybe. I mean, we're not positive about Jenna Malone. She could be. We talked about a couple different things that she could be, but I do think that you're right on. They're trying to say, guess what? You didn't have to be a fan forever. New 52, this is what we're doing. These are the new books. Read this comic, because we want to make you aware.
You want an origin story, start with New 52. There you go. You don't have to go back nearly as far.
Right.
And don't forget, I'm a big Swerve guy. Could be a big old Swerve.
Could be a lot of swerving, as we know.
He's such a swerve.
The Dark Knight Returns is still my favorite comic book of all time, though. And the movie is really great, with Peter Weller playing RoboCop. Peter Weller, you know, the voice of RoboCop, plays the Dark Knight. RoboCop is like one of my favorite movies of all time, so that got me really excited.
The most recent one?
No, not the most recent one. It was okay.
Wow.
All right, so we're moving along well here. So we're going to talk a little bit about some TV stuff, which I know Roxy Stryer loves. We got rumors.
You talked about TV last week a little bit. And I was jumping out of my chair. You finally did it.
There's rumors about the CBS upcoming show, Supergirl.
All right, so I'm going to take this away for a second.
Do it.
Oh, there's Jenna Malone. And there's Supergirl.
But we're losing Jenna Malone for a second.
Jenna Malone, Carrie Kelly, Robin. Oh!
All right, so
What's up?
Right now, if you're on YouTube, you are looking at Claire Holt. Claire Holt is one of the most gorgeous, talented people. She comes from CW shows, Vampire Diaries, and then the spin-off, The Originals. She does play one of the original vampires. She's very talented, very, very beautiful. There was a little bit of a problem. When she left Vampire Diaries and went to The Originals, she was taping in Atlanta, and she said to them, I don't want to, this is what it's rumored, I miss Australia. She's Aussie. I miss Australia. I'm homesick. I want to go home. And she dropped out of the show, pretty much. So
she left the originals?
She left the originals. But the CW said there was no bad blood. She said there was no bad blood. Now she comes and makes some cameos. She just made one in the last week's episode. So she occasionally appears from time to time. But she has left the originals. But people keep thinking she's coming back because she's living elsewhere. That's a CW show. So now that she's rumored... to be, and I know for a fact that somebody who does a lot of the CW casting is the person who's casting Supergirl.
Right, because it's also being produced by Greg Berlanti, who produces Arrow and Flash.
And the casting director is David Rappaport. He didn't cast Vampire Diaries Originals, but he did do Gossip Girl 90210, Flash, Arrow, etc. So I wonder what it's like that CBS is possibly, I don't know whether you can even call it poaching or what it is, but... taking her, and if it was ever true, the rumors that she was homesick, or why she dropped the show, or why she'd be able to do Supergirl, or where it's filming. Did she a lot of things.
Did she go back to Australia?
Yes, she went back for a little to see her family, and then I think she was back in L.A.
She's not on Tinder, LaQuasto.
I'm just saying. Look, I give kudos to anybody who's willing to take their ball and go home. Like, you know what? Work isn't everything. I'm out.
Well, there was rumors at the time. People were saying crazy things. Is she pregnant? Did she get cast in a movie? Like, what's actually going on? Nobody
it's not
really
that crazy
it.
To be pregnant. It happens.
No, it's not that crazy, but we love her. She's so, so talented. So nobody really
so
knows.
So what I'm hearing is that you'd be excited if she was super
I would be unbelievably excited.
Kara Zor-El.
But I would be upset because I would know she was leaving my show for good when we keep getting it hinted that she's coming back.
Oh.
And she can't be on a CBS and a CW show at the same time. That's not going to happen.
Well, of course CW's going to hint she's coming back. They want to keep the rating.
Well, she's hinted it too.
I can't speak to her as an actress. She looks gorgeous.
She is. Lord. And she is so talented. She was my favorite character.
Greg Berlanti has been doing a great job, which kind of brings us to our next topic. What did you think of the Flash-Arrow crossover, which scored some of the highest ratings in years for the CW? I think for the second part, the Arrow part, they actually scored the highest rating in the target demographic. In many years. What a lame little picture.
This is our picture? I know. This is what we've got?
I know. I'm sorry.
For this awesome, awesome crossover, this is what we got?
It's a little baby picture.
I'm the media guy, and I put the pictures together, and I got the lamest little
picture. Take out your magnifying glasses, everyone.
That's okay. Everybody watched the show.
What did you think?
Oh, man. I thought it was unbelievable. I covered both parts. I went on the Arrow after show for AfterBuzz TV, and I always do The Flash. I thought it was so good. I gave it a 10 out of 10. I loved it. There were actually a couple little things that I didn't like as much because I think they ran out of time. Like, we missed...
Can I stop you from spoiling anything for part two? Because I haven't seen part two yet.
Okay. I won't spoil anything, but... I loved it. I love watching. We had some major ship wars on the show. Everybody has different relationship things, and I thought it was awesome. Boomerang was so cool.
What I thought was really cool, my biggest complaint, and I've said this before, the CW shows, they always have to fill time with that CW soapy...
The ship wars.
Oh, God. I mean, you know what I mean? But this show is so packed with stuff going on that there was no time for that. And I loved Stephen Amell on the show. I love Grant Gustin. I loved he got to play like a little bit of a dark Flash kind of character. It was badass. I can't wait to watch part two.
And I give him a lot of credit. I don't watch either show. I already said that. I only have so many hours in the day. But I did watch a little bit of that episode. And it's cool how they – apparently they meshed the stories really well together. They didn't just throw them together like, oh, let's put these two in an episode and get the ratings up. They actually kind of made sense.
I absolutely agree. I will say I think it alienated some people a little bit because people who watch one and not the other were a little confused.
Good. I say good.
And I think that, okay, go watch them both then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think it's like better than trying to compromise and, you know, appeal to everybody. Like, keep it a little special for the fans. Now, what do you think, since Greg Berlanti produces and writes both those shows and he's reportedly writing and producing the Supergirl show, people are already suspecting that there'll be crossover with Supergirl. What do you think of that?
I think it's going to be an issue with networks, but we'll see how they do it. I think I'm always a fan for the love of the shows. I wish that the Gotham universe was the same right now. I wish that we could bounce back and forth with everybody. So, yes, make them join my universe.
Well, there's been talk of a possible Gotham style crossover down the road.
We've already had actors on both Gotham and Arrow, so it's like they can't really...
Different characters,
yeah,
though.
Different characters. So.
It'd be kind of weird. It seems like it's in a different time. I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about establishing a universe where Supergirl is there and these other heroes are there, but there's still no Superman or Batman in those universes.
Well, there is a Batman in Gotham universe. Sure. He's just a little boy.
Oh, there's a boy who will be the bat. There is no Batman. There is a boy who will be the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so do we have time to get into some Twitter questions?
I guess we have a little bit.
All right, speaking of Twitter questions, guys, I will say,
Thanks, Totoro.
Of you who did come out, you came out well, but those of you who didn't come out and tweet to us, we have gotten way more Twitter questions from you in the last few weeks, so I challenge you.
There was a lot today, though. There was a lot last minute that you didn't say.
Did I not tweet out from our thing saying, come on, step up, and you guys did.
Don't yell at our viewers.
I can yell at who I want.
Don't you feel like mom's back? Like last week, you were hanging out with the cool uncles, and like now mom's back.
It's like that scene in Mrs. Doubtfire when she comes home and there's a donkey on the table, and like he's listening to House of Pain, and Roxy shows up. It's like, oh, party's over.
Do you guys want to do this right now?
Do it! Come on, what do we got? What are some questions?
Okay, so we talked about the Flash Arrow crossover. All right, this is from Facebook, so you can also ask us questions on Facebook from Preston M. Shelton, who wants to know, hey, can you guys talk about who you think could play Shazam, Captain Marvel, alongside Dwayne Johnson? Do you smell?
I think Dwayne Johnson plays both. Boom, answer, done.
You know what? I actually thought that would be kind of crazy. Like, why not? That would be the biggest shocking cast. Talk about swerving and The Rock swerving. What if they announced him as Black Adam this whole time, but it turns out he's playing both?
Let him grow an afro. Let him be Shazam.
I'm not down.
Okay, you're not down.
I was not serious.
Do you have a casting? Do you have a preferred casting?
You know,
and people out there, viewers of the show, definitely chime in. I want to hear who you think is going to be Shazam, because this is a casting that no one's really talking about.
Nobody's talking about because it's so far off. But we are talking about it here. You know, it's got to be something huge. Somebody like size wise,
physically, he's got to stand toe to toe with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Right.
And
so,
honestly, good luck.
There's
no one on earth that can stand toe to toe with Dwayne Johnson and also act. There's athletes out there, whether they're MMA fighters or professional wrestlers.
That can't be true. That there's no one.
I don't think he has to be bigger. I think Black Adam can be bigger. I think he's got to fill out the suit great. I think he can be leaner and smaller, and I'm going to throw one out there.
Yeah. Here's the thing. He's also half Samoan Adam, because that's what Dwayne Johnson is.
Well, they're not twins. They're not twins.
I wanted to hear. You have me on my feet.
I think Armie Hammer.
Okay.
I think give Armie Hammer another shot. I think, you know, Lone Ranger, not so good. Mirror, not so good. Really good in The Social Network. I think he was originally cast in the reported George Miller Justice League film that didn't happen. He was going to be Batman.
I think there would be a little backlash.
He's got the build. Mm-hmm. He's young enough to have a future. There's always going to be backlash. Nothing could be worse than the Affleck batlash, the batlash of Affleck.
The batlash.
I don't know. Armie Hammer, what do you guys think? Dye his hair a little bit? That's what I got. You got anybody?
Absolutely no one.
Nothing.
You know, somebody who would have been great, I think, is because he's huge, is like Jason Momoa.
What about Joe Manganiello? Too old?
No, I'm so upset with you.
The Rock's in his 40s.
I think he's amazing. I think he would be awesome, and he's everywhere and kicking butt. Or we could pull from the TV universe, and we can't choose Stephen Amell, but somebody like that in a different show, like something like that.
Yeah, Manganiello, I believe, is like 6'5".
He's huge.
He's a big dude. Also massive wrestling fan.
And I think he's a good actor, too.
You like him better because
No, because him and the Rock would get along swimmingly.
I think he might be a little too old for the character.
You do?
I do. Just to start the universe, this film's not coming out until 2020. The guy's probably going to be around 50 by then. I mean, he's like in his mid-40s right now. I'm not sure. Jatorel.
The Rock is like 42.
Yeah, I don't know. But for some reason, I don't mind it as much in like the villain or Black Adam or, you know, whatever it's going to be. I feel like they're going to want to go with a younger person for the Shazam character.
Well, I've been in the gym, so just give me a couple of years.
Oh, LaQuasto, I'm sure you're on the short list.
Right. Just somebody whose body can transform between then and now. I mean, you could do a lot to change. Think about what Chris did for Guardians of the Galaxy. So
Joe's 37.
See?
Joe Manganiello's 37?
Yeah, I think you aged him.
I'm 37.
You aged him a bit.
He makes me feel like a child. Okay, all right. Maybe Joe Manganiello's on the table. I don't know.
Maybe you're on the table.
Maybe I'm on the table.
I could probably be on really the table.
That'd be really exciting. And I'm a close second.
Okay.
All right, we'll battle it out.
All right. So let's go from Twitter. From @JackAllenJohn. How do you feel about Zack Snyder's involvement? He directed Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Justice League, and is producing Squad and Wonder Woman.
I think he'll be busy.
No, you know, he's just chilling.
I'm a big fan of it. I gotta say, like, my biggest problems with Man of Steel were, you know, maybe the script wasn't as great. Yeah. It did go on. It did feel like it was a bit long, which is unfortunate because, like, I want that movie to be that long. So if it felt long, it means that there was a gap in the script.
Some of the dialogue hokey.
Right.
I don't feel like that was his
fault. So Chris Terrio being brought on, you know, coming off his Academy Award win for Argo, his next two films are Batman v Superman, Justice League Dark. Well, why that matters for Zack Snyder is that means that the words are taken care of. Can Zack Snyder produce a visually stimulating, astounding, believable, converging Warner Brothers DC universe? Hell yes!
So you are thinking that his involvement is good?
Yes!
Yeah, sure, why not?
Absolutely.
Okay. I believe it too, you know. I'm not as positive as you are.
Okay.
Because I
this think is a discussion?
Of course. I think he's let us down a bit in the past, but I think he also makes beautiful things.
I also get the feeling that the guy cares. He just seems like an enthusiastic
definitely.
Filmmaker. Like, he called up that, like, local Detroit radio show and was, like, talking about Aquaman. Like, you know, the back and forth that he and JJ were doing when JJ was working on The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
like,
but a lot of people care. And would I trust them with this? I don't know. Like, I care. Would I be able to do mm-hmm. this? No, I wouldn't. So,
no, you're right. But
so
you,
I do think it helps if somebody cares.
But, I mean, you know, based on Watchmen, based on 300.
You just want to grab a beer with him.
Based on Man of Steel. I would totally grab a beer with him. I went and saw him at the Apple store when Watchmen came out. You know, he was super enthusiastic about that. And I just can't wait to see what this looks like. You know, I think once we see Batman v Superman, we're going to know a lot about the future of these.
The story is going to be amazing. His job is just going to be to make it look great.
Exactly.
Which
and I think he's really good at it. All right. All right. We have time for one more?
We've got one more. All right. This is from at E-R-E-H-W-O-N-O.
There you go. That makes perfect
Alan sense. Okay.
Well said.
Knows.
Okay.
Ayer's movie has most recently been R-rated. Would WB let Ayer's Suicide Squad...
Oh, David Ayer's films have been R-rated. Would WB let Suicide Squad
be R-rated? Discuss.
Oh, man. I mean...
What do you think, Johnny?
It's called the Suicide Squad. Just let it
right.
Be
they
R.
might change
never,
the title to All You Need Is Squad.
Never, ever... Ever is WB gonna let it be R-rated? Never, I don't
know.
No shot? No shot.
Shotless?
It's shotless. It's dead shot.
What was, tell me that, I don't recall. What was Dark
Knight?
Give
it to me.
That was R.
PG-13.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I think there will be one
F-bomb. Was Watchmen R? Watchmen was R.
I don't think this is going to be
Watchmen
R.
Watchmen was R because Malin Ackerman got really naked in it.
I'm okay with that.
At 42 minutes and 8 seconds into the film, I think.
Woo-wee.
So Dark Knight was so violent, I thought it was rated
But
R.
No blood.
There's going to be a one off.
See, PG-13, you get a lack of blood.
And
you get
one F-bomb.
One or two F-bombs, I think, but nary a boob anymore, which is weird. I think...
You seem disappointed with that a little
well,
bit.
Well, you know, I think no shot
we've
in hell.
I've already seen Margot Robbie's boobs, so.
Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of just superimpose
so
your Wolf of Wall Street.
You want to see them again.
Harley Quinn.
And not to mention, though, say, you know, we go the Harley Quinn route where she has a New York accent. Margot already crushed that in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Just.
It
makes sense.
But to get to the R-rated thing, I agree with Roxy. Not a snowball's chance in hell. There's no way. I think it's going to be a really dark film. I think it's going to be a violent film. I don't think they would ever consider making it R, though.
I agree.
PG-17. How about
PG-17. All right, guys. I think, that's a good time as any to wrap it up. We have a lot to digest. Make sure you check us out. We're on the Popcorn Talk now. We're not going to be on the Schmoes Know podcast YouTube channel. So make sure you find us on Popcorn Talk. Where else? I'm at Adam Gertler on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me at Roxy Stryer. Just so you guys know, though, on YouTube, on iTunes, I'm going to say it again because we really, really love the love you guys showing up. And we are still loving you guys as Schmoville. We love you, Popcorn Talkers. We are all under one umbrella now.
That's right.
So welcome to the family.
And at Jay Quasto. And if you like stand-up comedy, December 11th to the 14th at the Brea Improv in California, and December 17th to the 20th, Comedy Works in Denver, and then back home in Pennsylvania, December 21st in Bethlehem. Ooh. If you live anywhere in the area, hit me up on social media. I'll tell you how to get tickets.
All right. See you later, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.